WOOC correspondent Steve Pierce spoke with Wayne Foy, Green Party candidate for Rensselaer County Executive.
Welcome to WOOC, Wayne.
Thank you, Steve. Pleasure to be here.
How's the campaign going so far? You have a unique candidacy. It's unusual compared to the Republicans and Democrats. Can you explain how you've been running the campaign?
Yeah, it's very simple. There's a system called the opportunity to ballot, which allows other parties to steal the green line. So my campaign was actually to protect the green line. What is happening? There is opportunities for Green Party members to be on the green line during these elections. But as we're a growing organization, we don't have enough people to fill all those lines. When we don't fill those lines, this law that was created by the politicians, it's called opportunity to ballot, or a better way to say it, opportunity to thieve someone else's party line. So if we don't put someone on the green line, the other parties, Democrats and Republicans, can you believe it, can collect votes, and then steal our line. So when you think you're voting for a Green Party member, you're actually voting for Republican or Democrat.
So it's a little bit like if you had a bunch of chairs lined up in a row, and if you don't sit in them, somebody else will come in and sit in them, potentially.
And exactly why I went for county executive, because I did not want the voters to be misrepresented by seeing a Green candidate and not being a registered Green. And this is happening. I just received a flyer the other day at my house that was just was so sad. It shows Vote Row D, the Green team. And everyone on there, every photo, is a Republican. So they're misrepresenting the voter, which is very disheartening for people because their vote is so valuable.
So this is something that's in Rensselaer County is taking a known issue and really pushing it to the wall. They're not just petitioning to get on the Green Party ballot and getting votes for it, but they're also passing themselves off as Greens.
Yeah, I would say passing themselves off as Greens as well, which is the disheartening part because, number one, the Green Party does not cross-endorse other candidates. Either you're a registered Green and you support our platform, or you're Republican or Democrat and stay on your line and support your platform. And these people definitely are sending out flyers in the colour green and saying, vote for the Green team. And only if you turn it to the other side in small fine print does it say paid for by the RLCC, the Republican Committee that finances these things. So that's huge misrepresentation. If they're going to misrepresent you on this, what are they going to do when they're in power? It's very, very, very disheartening once again.
So there have been a number of cases of this happening over the years. I know that the former local Politico, Bob Murch, was infamous for taking over third-party lines like the Green Party line. And I guess what they're hoping is that people who aren't really paying attention, they don't really know the names of the actual candidates, they don't really know the political beliefs of the people who are running. They just see something that's printed and they just casually look at it. And they might go in and say, well, I don't really know who I'm voting for, but I'll just take this piece of paper in and I'll vote across the board along this line. Or they might recognize the line, the name of the line, and just vote Green because they identify with Green Party politics themselves, but they don't really know who the candidates are on the ballot this time.
Correct. It's complicated and we're all very busy people. So sometimes to analyze every particular person, I could vote Republican on one person, Democrat on another, Green on another. I'm not a single party line person. But here some people go, I really want to vote Green. That's my moral. That's what morally I feel is the right thing to do because I what I've seen about that party is doing the right thing. And they vote across the green line. Unbeknownst to them, these Republicans in this circumstance have stolen that line. And to the point you mentioned about Bob Murch, we have to collect signatures to get onto the green line. And there's a whole process. And while we're collecting them, one of the people we actually were getting a signature from was a registered Green. And my wife, who was collecting the signature, says, I didn't think you were Green. I thought you were Republican. He said, oh, I re-registered as a Green so we could take your line. So there's actually, this is legally allowed to do. People are changing. They're getting family members and friends to register as Greens Republicans in this circumstance to take the green line, which is immoral. I'm sorry to say that. It's just so immoral. To the point that my wife, who is a 15-year Green Party member, got kicked off of the party line by Republicans. Now, you can't even represent your own team. Imagine that. You've been sitting on the bench of the Yankees your whole time, and a guy sits down and you get kicked off. He gets on the field and then takes his Yankee shirt off and puts a Mets on. And this is really disheartening. It's very serious, though. It's something my wife has fought for a whole life on, or for at least 15 years on the Green Line, and they can misrepresent the people.
So what would the Green Party, particularly in Rensselaer County, what would they have to do to avoid having this happen?
Really, the opportunity to ballot is the only thing, well, the main thing we can only do. It was a law created by politicians that realize the Green Party can't fill every position, every candidate. So they can take that line. So they created this. The only way is to get rid of the opportunity to ballot and stay on your own party line. The only other way to do it is to put someone on every line for a Green Party person. But then we tried that with my wife. And now the Republicans are getting friends and families to register as Greens, and they're getting more signatures than us. So, and guess what? For us to find signatures for Green, sometimes the registered Greens have relocated house, they're living somewhere else, or they've shifted out of the area. And my wife spent 10 hours to get 6 signatures. But if you're a Republican, get your family to sign all as register all as Greens, you just knock on their door and there's everyone already. They've got 6 signatures while they're having lunch or dinner. So they've really worked a way of rigging the system.
So it sounds like a very small number of people we're talking about, though. Just a dozen people could make a difference in terms of capturing one of the ballot lines.
Absolutely. And that's an excellent point. We're not talking about thousands of people here. It is really sometimes down to my wife got 23 votes. They got 24. So she was off the line for that. Or with the signature as well, they only need to get, it's based on the percentage of Greens registered in your area. And if they get, sometimes they need to get 12 signatures to be on the line. And then for them, that's worth a lot during voting time to occupy more than one line.
So if looking at it from the outside, could you say that the Republicans are just out hustling the Greens to take the ballot lines? They're working harder, getting more people. And so they're doing it fair and square.
You could say that they're out hustling us. They have more money. They have more manpower. We're a smaller organization. But what they're really doing is they're not out hustling when you have family members and friends re-registering as Greens as well. That's not out hustling. That's actually converting. That's like the Crusades, you know, and that's unacceptable. And yes, we have gone around and collect signatures from other Greens, and they said, oh, we've already had someone here already, and I'm not going to sign another one of these things. I'm sick of it. The Republicans got there before us, and in other areas, the Democrats do this as well, so we can't just be hard on them. Both parties are doing it. Well, they'll say, oh, yeah, you know, a person just came and I signed it. It was a Green Party person, I think. And it wasn't a Green Party person. They were just tricking them, basically. They talk quick enough and someone doesn't read the fine line. So it's not just out hustling. It's not just out maneuvering. It's just dirty tricks. It's immoral what they're doing, including getting families and friends to change over.
So we're almost out of time, but and this is a longer story. This is not something that we can cover in just a few minutes one night, and we'll be staying on it because it's a long-term problem. But for this election cycle, particularly in Rensselaer County, what's your advice for voters? What's your elevator pitch in terms of what people need to understand about the Green Party ballot this election in Rensselaer County?
First of all, if a ballot, you're given one a flyer beforehand just because it's green, doesn't mean it's the Green Party. Number two, it gets a little bit complicated, not too much. Wayne Foy and Neil Wahab are the only two endorsed Green Party members on. So if you want to vote green, Wayne Foy, Neil Wahab. That's it. Anyone else is a wolf in sheep's clothes or a wolf in wolf's clothes, as we want to say. So really the line is there. If you really want to vote green, don't be robbed. They're robbing your vote. As simple as that. You can call these other candidates on this green flyer and say, do you follow all the four platforms of the platform with all the four ideals of the Green Party? And I'm sure they will say no. So they aren't representing that. They just want you to vote the green line. So be careful. Don't get fooled into voting. And it's horrible to say don't vote green. What a horrible message I have to say. Don't vote green. Vote green, Wayne Foy, Neil Wahab. They're the only two. If these candidates are on any other line, They're stealing the green line legally, but it's still immoral.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, Wayne. I know you've got important things to take care of tonight, so let's get to it.
Okay. Thank you very much for the opportunity to help the Green voters not be fooled by what Republicans and Democrats are doing, stealing our line.
That was WOOC correspondent Steve Pierce speaking with Wayne Foy, the Green Party candidate for Rensselaer County Executive.